You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network.
It, you're welcome. Welcome to our house. I have to say that I feel better about life. I don't know why, but I feel better about life when baseball's going on. I don't know, probably just the meter of my life. But over the weekend, exhibition baseball started. So I found myself riding over the weekend. And as I was riding, listening to baseball. But Mac, it's exhibition baseball. Like, how ridiculous is that? Doesn't matter. It's simply the discussion. Right? I got it. It's pretend, it's not even real yet. But in fact, I enjoy the discussion, right? The eternal optimism of the spring. That's it's interesting, when I went to work for Merrill Lynch, one of the things I didn't like about it was that there was no season, right? There was no team, there was only going in on a daily basis and grind and cranking up the money machine. Well, duh, that's what they do. Yeah, I know. There's no we're gonna win this year. I didn't like that. This is the next thing in front of us. We gotta win. Let's go, boys and girls. I didn't like that. Yeah, I didn't like that. So baseball started over the weekend. On TV, Yankees twice. Yeah, liked it. I'm not gonna lie to you. You have that going for you. So baseball starts. The other thing I heard, I have people all over the Marine Corps, right? Friends. So I get a phone call. Hey, Commandant was in Camp Lejeune last week. Really? Yeah, he was. Kind of his fine, I guess his farewell tour around the Marine Corps and things, I guess. I don't particularly know. And so I deployed with this guy to either Iraq or Afghanistan, one of the two. He will remain an anonymous source, told me. He said, so he's up there speaking, right? And he's speaking to the lieutenant colonels and colonels of one of the three major components of the 2nd Marine Expeditionary Force. And he says, so I'm sitting there, right? I'm listening to him. And I like him, right? My friends tell me. And he mentioned you by name. I said, really? He said, yeah, it was awesome. He said, it was awesome. So I'm sitting there, all of a sudden, he says your name and, you know, some of your post-traumatic winning stuff. I said, how cool is that? He said, yeah, but hold on. So he keeps talking. A little while later, he mentions your name again. And another nugget of wisdom. What? Yeah, twice in the same speech. I said, yeah, you know what that makes me, man. He said, yeah, it makes you getting footnoted twice, which he said I've never really heard before in my life, so it's kind of interesting. I said, wow, well, that's good. I like that. And he says, but I'm not done yet. He did it a third time. He said, what? He said, yeah, I kid you not. The commandant drops your name a third time with another nugget of wisdom. I said, man, I need to get him on the payroll then. Yeah, or he needs to pay me, one of the two. So, how about that? Yeah. That's good. So post-traumatic winning. Yeah, rearing its ugly head all over the place. And then the other phone calls I'm getting, I don't even know that I should go into this on the air. Maybe I won't. I'll skip that. There's another series of phone calls about what I would call a whisper campaign, and I'll leave it at that. Primarily, well, I won't, as long as I brought it up, primarily coming from the lawyers in the Marine Corps. So, I had a couple guys call me and tell me that they were contacted and said, be careful. So, it's interesting. And the discussions with them are interesting. And because the sentiment generally is, I don't get what they're saying. And I told them that. You know, I don't get it. So anyway, the good, the bad, and the ugly of dare I say, telling the truth. Not a whole lot of propaganda in post-traumatic winning, as you know from listening to it. So, but the lawyers being involved in it—that's part of the rite of passage of something. So, anyhow, So baseball over the course of the weekend. And then those two little nuggets in the ongoing saga. So also possibly universities getting involved in post-traumatic winning. So that's exciting, and maybe even a Native American tribe getting involved in it. So this is only going to get more and more prevalent in the future because it's a powerful message. That's not being told. And as I muse about these things, and really the thing that I muse about is we don't talk about it. And so then when we go to talk about it, who do we go talk to? A complete stranger, right? My morning glass of tea. I got up late today. It's a cup of tea, by the way. It's not a glass of tea. As I think about this, I think about a straitjacket that people who have fought for their country get put in. And they get put in it by this simple phrase. Guys who fought in World War II. Well, Grandpa fought in World War I, and he never talked about it. So, as a World War II guy, what's the model? Well, that must be how you do it, right? You don't talk about it. That's not a good model. That's a bad model. But that's the model, right? So you're a Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria guy. Well, Grandpa was in Vietnam. He never talked about it. Now, again, the second part of that is, yeah, but he was at the VFW drinking every day. Or he came home and drank every night. Right? And when he did get drunk, he had problems, right? Well, yeah. So it's almost like there is this tradition that you don't talk about, right? So take an experience like that, and I would add, take any traumatic experience, Elizabeth Smart's experience, my sister's experience, take traumatic experience, as in put them in a bottle and put a cork in it, and what happens to the bottle over time? It explodes, right? It has to, right? What's inside continues to give off stuff, and if you cork it, at some point, the bottle, you know, has to give way because there's too much pressure inside of that. But that's the model for military guys. If you're good to go, right? If you're full of brown, if you're this, if you're that, you don't talk about it. And dare I say, the reason that those guys didn't talk about it was they didn't have anybody to talk to about it. They didn't have anybody that gave them any guidance about it. And so they just internalized it. I would venture to say that that's not the best way to do it. And if there were smart people around, they would have told you, hey, you got to talk about it. And I would venture you this. Who should you talk to about it, right? Start with your spouse, right? Start with your spouse. And I said this last week, but do you think she's going to love you less because she hears what you went through? Or he? Either one of them? Both of them? No, it's ridiculous. But that's something that's inside of us. Us, the combatant, feels that. I can't tell you. Right? In this bit of selfishness that's masquerading as unselfishness, right? I don't want to burden you with that. Oh, but I will burden you with my isolation. I will burden you with my anger. I will burden you with my mood swings. I will burden you with all that, but I won't burden you with the truth. Interesting, yes? Yeah, I agree. And so then when you go to unburden yourself, ultimately when it gets bad enough, you go to unburden yourself with a stranger. That's the way, you know, and again, talk to people that go to therapy. Talk to a broad spectrum of people that go to therapy and find out how many people keep going. It's not a big number. Why not? I didn't connect with my therapist and if you're in the DOD or the VA, you see different therapists. Well, that feels really good to restart the story. Yay. No, it doesn't. So as an intermediate step, how about the people that know you and love you and care about you? Interesting concept there, old Mac. How did you get to be so smart? Well, I'm really not. But, like, okay, you've got some big problems here. I want you to talk to the stranger. Right? And then they might not be there again in 2 weeks, but we'll have another stranger for you to talk to. But they've gone through training, and they're okay. Okay. So that's the straitjacket that people that deal with trauma, I think, find themselves in, especially relative to combat, that if you can handle it and you shouldn't burden other people with your, you have to, or else you're gonna explode. You're gonna be miserable. So I find it interesting that, and then again, I would tell you this, in my life, I've never heard anybody look at a group of assembled Marines and say, you've got to talk about this stuff. You can't hold it in. I never heard that in my life. You've got to, and you don't need to go talk to a therapist about it. Right? you just have to learn the things that bother you. You got to talk about them. You got to get them out there. It helps you to figure it out. It helps you to learn to live with it. It helps you. It helps you. It helps you. But it's this straitjacket that we put ourselves in. Because we don't want to burden anybody else with what we saw. But we will burden them with our behavior. And then we will burden them with, I can't take you there. When I go here, you get shoved across the room. You're over there. And what that makes them feel, right? How distant they feel from us. So anyway, interesting stuff. Let me tell you what we're going to do today, and let me tell you what we're going to do this week. Today, you're going to hear from Stephen Foley. We actually did the interview yesterday, so if I get it confused by saying today or yesterday, forgive me. I don't think I do. But anyway, Foley is the guy who is the impetus for the whole renaming of the flag raisers. So I've interviewed him before, and first of all, I love the story. He works for the equivalent of like Home Depot or Lowe's in Ireland. He lives on the east side of Ireland in a town named Wexford, I think. So Foley, so he lives there. So I emailed him and I said, hey man, come on to talk about Iwo Jima again. He said, okay. So anyway, you'll hear from him. And according to him, there's more to come on Iwo Jima. Maybe not as dramatic as what happened 2 years ago. Certainly not as dramatic as what happened 2 years ago. But he said that there's other things looming out there. That's a teaser for the interview, by the way. So you'll hear him today. Tomorrow, we'll do the second half of an interview with Lieutenant Colonel Chris Cuomo. And it's kind of a heady subject. So the title of the article in the Gazette is titled, Not Yet Openly at War, But Still Mostly at Peace. Exploit the opportunity to become the 21st century force that our nation needs. So, Cuomo coming on tomorrow. On Wednesday, you'll hear the Kenny Lynch event. And then on Thursday, Grant Newsham's going to join us. So, should be an interesting week. So, you have that going for you already. So, without further ado, good morning to you. The United States Marine Corps Band makes it official. This is dedicated to Stephen Foley. Yeah, he was on disability leave from his job after having surgery, I think, on his back. He was reading and looking at images of Iwo Jima when he stumbled along onto the face of somebody that he knew that confirmed for him that that person was not in the flag raising. And so it's dedicated to him. And then the sad part, and he, and I mentioned it in the interview, but people made deals to make documentaries, and he was not included in the deal. It's one of the ickier parts of the whole story. That there were other people that made similar observations, but what Foley does is he begins knocking on electronic doors and contacting people, and what he does ultimately leads to the re-identification and a second study that gets convened. The Hooley board gets convened, I want to say, in 2015. Its results in 2016. And then there's, you know, the Smithsonian makes a documentary about it, and he's left out of it. So this dedicated to an Irish historian that's a fan of the Marine Corps and a fan of the island hopping campaigns in the Pacific, and in particular a fan of the Battle of Iwo Jima that happened 74 years ago this month. So this is dedicated to him.
Betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
It defines us. It defines warriors like Gunnery Sergeant John Canley, a leader who led from the front. With his Marines outnumbered, he pushed forward during the Battle of Way City, standing tall during firefights and throwing himself into harm's way to keep his fellow Marines safe.
The only thing I was doing was just responding. The Marines, the young Marines, it shows them that it's not do as I say, it's do as I do. And just being that close with them brings motivation to them.
During firefights, when we'd be all hugging Mother Earth, he'd be standing up directing us. And I think if you talk to every Alpha Company Marine, we're amazed that he was never shot.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah, he goes, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once the bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Once you're out of the Corps, you know, it's your responsibility to live your life in a way that would honor those that were with you and died. I mean, don't waste your life. Goodness, do something meaningful, and don't be going out there saying, look, oh, woe is me, I'm a poor veteran, or I'm a disabled veteran. Well, yeah, I am a disabled veteran. But, you know, we can't have that kind of attitude. We've got to show people that, hey, we care about our country. We care about what happens to everyone. Marine Corps changed me. It made me a better man, but I don't know a Marine that wouldn't tell you the same thing, Mike.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day, and Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
Neller. Yeah, three times. How about that? Interesting. All right. Time to check the temperatures around Marineland. Give me a second. I know it's longer than a second. Currently sunny in 45 in Quantico. Sunny in 56 at Camp Lejeune. Clouds in 48 in Granbury, Texas. Cloudy in 41 in 29 Palms. Clouds in 39 at Pendleton. Okinawa dark, cloudy in 67. Okinawa's cooled off. In the Helmand Province, they've warmed up. Clear, dark, and 64 degrees there. In the Helmand Province, they've cooled off. Cloudy, dark, and 52 in Lashkargah. At the home of All Marine Radio in the Costa Mesa Newport Beach area of Southern California, it is cloudy and 48, looking for a high of all the way up to 64 today. Fired up about that. No kidding, honestly. Yeah, I mean, come on, the 70s are a pipe dream in what used to be California. Friggin' Illinois right now. All right, we'll take a break. More of All Marine Radio coming up next on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
Hi, this is Tim McGarry from the McGarry Mortgage Minute. Heard every Wednesday right here on All Marine Radio, where I'll answer all your mortgage questions from home buying to home financing, from VA to conventional loans to moving in. So don't miss it. The McGarry Mortgage Minute, right here on All Marine Radio, on the All Warrior Radio Network. And remember, my name is McGarry, and I'm here to help.
Find all of Tim McGarry's contact information on the Read Board page at allmarineradio.com.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when the group can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you. And we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in the crowd.
I'm good, but the past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good, but I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good, but I don't need any help.
I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good. But are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.
It'll be kind of like being a pilot. You'll come out of college and you want a cyber guarantee. And we'll give you a cyber guarantee.
Great.
And then if you make it through the school, then you'll get qualled, and that's what you'll go do. If you don't, then we'll
room in the grind.
Make you an infantry officer.
Worked okay for you and
worked
me.
Out for
so.
You. Of course, everyone knows that the most intelligent, handsome people on the earth are infantry officers.
As this would convey.
Exhibit A and B.
That's right.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara. And you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
That's actually not a bad job by Colleen. It took a few takes, I'm not going to lie to you. Say it again, like this. Peyton Davis. That's her right there. All right, we don't have much time. All right. We're going to hear from Stephen Foley in about 10 minutes. So let me get out to the news. And in Marine news, the mystery fire at the headquarters building for 1st Battalion 6th Marines aboard Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. Nearly 2 weeks ago, Marines were abuzz on social media with allegations of arson involving the headquarters of 1st Battalion 6th Marines located aboard Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. The Marine Corps provided few details about the allegations, did confirm to Marine Corps Times that there was a fire at the 1-6 headquarters. Quote, I can confirm a fire did occur in building HP-111 on Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune at approximately 1 a.m. on February 11th, 2019, unquote. Fat Nat Fahey, a spokesman for Marine Corps Installations East, told the Marine Corps Times in an emailed statement. That building houses the headquarters of 1st Battalion, 6th Marine Regiment. It's not known at the time how the fire at 1-6's headquarters was started or if the headquarters was intentionally targeted. What do you mean it's not known? How about phrase this way? We're not disclosing how the fire was started or if we believe that the headquarters was targeted intentionally. Fahey added that no one was injured and the cause of the fire was under investigation. There you go. Your basic non-statement confirming the event. Sean Snow writes about that. So, I think all you have to do is walk in and look. Is this an accident or is this on purpose? I don't think that'd be too difficult to figure out most of the time. But as in keeping with the practice of the DOD, nobody's saying anything. You could probably find a bunch of that if you'd go rooting around on social media. Another headline, MARSOC's tab after 13 years, 43 deaths. More than 300 Valor Awards and 300 operational deployments. So, MARSOC, along with the rest of the Special Operations Command, doing the majority of the heavy lifting, especially here in the last 5 years. And I think it's easy. MARSOC operates under a cloak a cloak of darkness, special operations, right? So, so it doesn't have to be as debated as other deployments and operational commitments that the United States makes. And the special operators have been rode hard and put away wet, right? Top five stories in early birds. A couple interesting stories here. Number one, judge rules men-only military draft unconstitutional in a court win for a San Diego men's group. Now, I think everybody knew this was coming, right? A federal judge has ruled that a men-only draft is unconstitutional, but he stopped short of ordering the Selective Service System to register women for military service. The Houston judge sided with the San Diego men's advocacy group that challenged the government's practice of having only men sign up for the draft, citing sex discrimination in violation of the Fifth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment's Equal Protection Clause. So this is in the San Diego Union Tribune, Pauline Rapard, who's a contract reporter. It says that right next to her name. Quote, the case balances on the tension between the constitutionally enshrined power of Congress to raise army and the constitutional mandate that no person be denied the equal protection of the law. U.S. District Judge Gray Miller of the Southern District of Texas wrote, the lawsuit was filed in 2013, 6 years ago, against the Selective Service System by Texas resident James Lesmeister, who later added San Diego resident Anthony Davis and San Diego-based National Coalition for Men as additional plaintiffs. The two men had standing to sue the government because they were within the age of 18 to 26, in which men in the United States are required to register with Selective Services. Coalition attorney Mark Angelucci said in a statement on Saturday that he was pleased with the court decision. Quote, forcing only males to register is an aspect of socially institutionalized male disposability and helps reinforce the stereotypes that support discrimination against men in other areas such as divorce, child custody, and domestic violence services, Angelucci said. Quote, women are allowed in combat, so this decision is long overdue, he added. After decades of sex discrimination against men in Selective Services, the courts have finally found it unconstitutional to force only men to register. Now, the repercussion of this is what? Women have to be compelled to register for the draft. Well, you know what that, you know how that would go over, right? You know how that would go over. It would go over like a lead balloon. Women would say, we're not doing that. And the people that would be advocates for that saying, no, no, no. For instance, Kristen Gillibrand, right? No, no, no. We have to do our share. If we're going to demand access, right, to these jobs in Congress and in combat, okay, we have to step up, ladies, and do our part, right? Right. You know what the response would be? Not only no, but hell no, right? So that's not going to go there. So now what you're going to see is a complete overhaul of the selective service apparatus or an unloading of it. Right? One of the two. Because politicians can't go there. Politicians cannot go there. I only got a couple more minutes. The U.S. to keep 10% of its fighting force in Syria, reversing Trump's planned full withdrawal. Now, again, this comes after, like, a tumultuous week for the current bobblehead at the Secretary of Defense. Okay, Shanahan is his name. Washington, about 200 U.S. troops or 10% of the force will remain in Syria for the foreseeable future, a reversal of White House plans for a full withdrawal from the war-torn country after lawmakers voiced concerns about security ramifications of a hasty retreat. So Lindsey Graham got into it with Pat Shanahan in Europe last weekend. Profanity-laced. Because Shanahan was telling our European allies, we are going to completely unass Syria. And Graham went ballistic. So anyway, so we changed the policy. Just goes to show you how well thought out things are these days. And what's most disturbing is Shanahan is the, you know, the bobblehead that is agreeing to things like this and then running around Europe and espousing this. Hey, Pat. Okay. If you're not up to doing the right thing, then get out of, okay? Then get out. I know you're a business guy. You might not be cut out for this kind of stuff. Next headline. Interesting though, right? Air Force resumes open skies flights over Russia. An Air Force jet is flying the first aerial photography flight over Russia in more than a year under the Open Skies Treaty. Pentagon officials confirmed, marking a return to some limited military cooperation between the two nations. Number four, here's how the DOD will choose which projects to cut to fund the border wall. Military communities whose local construction projects weren't scheduled to begin until later this year are among the most likely to be cut to fund the border wall, to U.S. officials who briefed reporters at the Pentagon on Friday said. Now, this is exacerbated by the fact that, yeah, people saw, 2 weeks ago, spouses go before the Senate and talk about the dismal state of military housing. So the question is, right, is military housing, are these communities going to be impacted by this? Is that the opportunity cost, right? We'll do this, it costs us that. And if so, there will be the associated screaming and yelling that goes with that. And finally, number five, the newly fielded joint light tactical vehicle is not operationally suitable. What? This is the thing that's going to replace the Humvee. What do you mean it's not operationally suitable? The vehicle has problems with its maintenance, reliability, and crew situational awareness, and its most heavily armed version was deemed not operationally effective in a Pentagon report. The Joint Light Tactical Vehicle has been touted as a rugged, protected, and highly mobile vehicle to replace some of the more vulnerable Humvees on a contested battlefield. The vehicle has ballistic protection equal to a mine-resistant, ambush-protected vehicle, but is one-third lighter and 70% faster off the road than the MRAP, according to the report. The first JLTVs were fielded to the 1st Armored Brigade Combat Team, 3rd Infantry Division at Fort Stewart in mid-January, but a number of deficiencies were noted in a recent annual report. Blah, blah, blah. Now, that's not to be, you know, that's not to, as we said, with every platform that gets fielded, it goes through this. And those things get fixed, and then they, we continue to go. The vehicle comes in 2- and 4-seat versions with 4 basic configurations. General purpose, utility vehicle is the second one, heavy gun carrier, and a close combat weapons carrier. The program plans to procure almost 50,000 of these vehicles for the Army, the Marine Corps, and the Air Force. There you have it. All right, we'll take a quick break, and on the other side of the break is Stephen Foley, Irishman, on a Monday edition of All Marine Radio, on your home for it, the one and only All Warrior Radio Network.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.